The city of Bethel has settled a lawsuit with Yupik voters. The agreement will increase oversight of translation services during municipal elections. The state of Alaska is also named in the lawsuit, but is not included in the settlement. The Attorney General's office is ready to take the case to trial. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
It was 2007 when four elders sued the state of Alaska and the city of Bethel. Now the plaintiffs have reached a settlement with the city. Natalie Landreth with the Native American Rights Fund is one of their attorneys. She says the results of the settlement will be seen in the next election.
Elders who are primarily Yupik speakers who don't speak a lot of English will find it a lot easier to vote.
The consent decree will mandate that the city take certain steps for each election it runs. That includes training for bilingual translators, public service announcements in Yupik, and ballot propositions written in Yupik. Bethel City Clerk is in charge of running municipal elections. Lori Strickler fills that post. She says the agreement meets the needs of all Bethel voters in a way that the city can afford.
Both parties have worked together to ensure effective language translations.
Meanwhile, the case against the State Division of Elections is headed to trial. Federal District Judge Timothy Burgess has set a date for November 16th. According to Landreth, the trial could be the first of its kind in the country.
No state has fought its voters under Section 203 all the way through trial. Alaska will be the first one to do this.
The plaintiffs are alleging that the state is failing to meet its obligations as set forth in the Voters' Rights Act. Minority language provisions call on election jurisdictions to provide bilingual assistance in areas where a certain percentage of the population are non-English speakers. Since the lawsuit began, the state dramatically increased translation services in Yupik-speaking areas. But Landreth says their efforts fell short. She says her plaintiffs were pleased to see the changes, but her office received almost 40 complaints during the last election cycle.
A lot of the poll workers we found had been identified as translators, even though they themselves never offered to be a translator and weren't very comfortable serving as the translator based on their own knowledge of their skills. That's a problem.
The Native American Rights Fund and the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska are asking that the state allow federal observers to oversee polling locations. The state says that's a major sticking point towards reaching an agreement. Sarah Felix is an assistant attorney general for the state. She did not want to be recorded, but she says that the federal observers would be counterproductive. Felix says observers would be taken from the same pool of bilingual people qualified to work as translators at the polls. Judge Burgess has scheduled over a week for the trial. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.